testing will be using the current materials. There is a new test coming along as of July 1st with the new questions. So be sure what you're studying for is for this, the older current test question pool. And again, the HemFest starts, I guess, some people get their, some of the vendors, I think, get there at 5 o'clock in the morning or even maybe earlier. I don't know. I never get there that early, but let me break it a minute. But officially, I think it's supposed to start at 8 o'clock, but I think a lot of the buyers get there at 7 o'clock, as soon as it's daylight enough to see what's on the, what the vendors are selling. I've heard of guys that go around with a flashlight. But anyway, we hope to have a good weather for the HemFest, and hope to see a lot of people out there. I think that should cover it, and if anybody has any questions, please ask. This is W2JK back to that.
All right, very good. Anybody have any comments or questions for Don about either the testing, licensing in general, or the HemFest? Okie dokie. Anything you want to add, Mr. Don?
Nothing about that, but I did have a good time at the portable day. Got to meet Howie K2EIR over there, so I had to rig up. I finally got my dipole untangled, and I made one contact with it before I had to leave, so that in itself was a success. Back to net, W2JK.
All right, very good. By the way, I heard glowing reports of Portable Day despite the crappy weather. And, Holly, would you like to comment about it a little bit? If you got a moment, so before you dial into whatever your main topic was, you want to say a few words? Okay, maybe Howie's otherwise occupied. All right, tell you what. I know WA2 Quebec Bravo Charlie Bruce left a Cisco Yagi for me, which was very thoughtful, and he left it with Jim Joyce, and I picked it up yesterday. And I also have an antenna, the field day antenna for Farallon. Jim repaired it, and debugged why the ballon was not working. It was miswired from the factory to a dead short. So he resolved that dilemma, and it works fine now. So I have that to deliver tomorrow night at the Farallon Club. People should be aware that there's some complimentary clubs that are in the same empire as Barra, which is the major club of the area. And in addition to Barra's Kit Night on Tuesday nights, and it's YL Net on Mondays, and it's 10 Meter Net on Mondays, and Chat Net, VHF Net on 7-9 on Wednesday night, and this net on Thursday night, preceded by a UHF net on 444.100. We also have these other activities. Portable Day is kind of like a twice-a-year event that WITW puts together in a local park, and people basically operate portable without the pressure of field day and all the nonsense that goes with that. And a lot of show and tell, a lot of good fellowship and learning from each other, and just having a good day in the sunshine. Although last Saturday was pretty miserable compared to most portable days. And let me drop it.
I'm here, K2EIR.
Yeah, I'll get you in a second, Howie. And then a week or two ago, I guess we had a fox hunt, which is a radio direction finding on 2 meters. We usually do that a couple of times a year. And of course, field day, and then the HemFest Memorial Day weekend, and a day to be determined in October. And then we have our auction in usually the second weekend in March these days. And with the exception of March and December, we have a meeting on Sunday night over at the Washington Township Municipal Building on the first Sunday of the month. But in December, we put that off. Instead, we have a dinner. And in March, we have the auction, which usually gets put off to the second Sunday in March, because it usually needs to avoid the Limark Hamfest, which is the first Sunday of the month. So other than that, things are, and moved around for holidays. Other than that, we're generally first Sunday of the month for general meetings. So with no further ado, actually, before I hand it to Howie about Portable Day and whatever he wants to talk about, anybody have any questions about any of the stuff that I rattled off? Okay, very good. And I should point out that, as I said, we have a lot of, should we say, other clubs in the area that we are cooperative with. Certainly Fairlawn's one of them. They have an operational station. A lot of us go and use the station, BS a little bit, sometimes split a pizza on a Friday night. And we also use their lab space, which is just wonderful. So come on down to the Fairlawn, the Fairlawn Community Center. It's kind of off the end of Verdant Avenue when it slams into 208. Just hang a right at the edge of hitting 208, and you'll see it. Can't miss it. And then there are other groups like the Bird County FM Association that only has an annual meeting that runs 7-9 repeater and the 444 and 443 100 machines. And then, of course, Chestnut Ridge, which runs this machine and also 440.900. So a lot of good, you know, synergies among the clubs. I've probably left a few off, but you get the idea. So, anybody have any issues or questions about that, please let me know later. We'll talk more. In the meantime, let's move on to what Howie wants to talk about. Well, actually, Howie, tell us about your experience at Portable Day, and then we'll see if that sprouts before you bring up your topic. K2EIR, K2BAR.
Here is K2EIR. Okay, let me turn off the handy-talkie. My apologies. I've been multitasking here, and the handy-talkie went to a different channel, and so I put it back, and I locked it, and so when I started transmitting, it wasn't transmitting. Okay, so my comments, which I registered, were about Portable Day. Most particularly, I was very happy to meet so many people, and I didn't spend enough time doing that, and I apologize to the individuals. One thing, I needed to use the facilities there, so I headed in that direction, which took me away from two of the groups I got interested or introduced to start with. But I particularly, and this is my comment that I wanted to register, I particularly wanted to thank Steve WI2. W, who sort of acted as my personal guide and host, and Jim Joyce, who spent some time explaining to me and demonstrating his, or showing me his balance. One of the impressive little things that I went away with, a little nugget of wisdom, I think, was how he put some roofing tape or something like that that basically is metallic and very thin, to use as a capacitance on the toroids. Steve, you know, took me all around and showed me many things. I brought so many items with me, two different antenna systems, probably 15 or 20 mast sections and my tripod and my solar panels and everything else. And by the time I had loaded up the car, my back was hurting me, and I said, I didn't really want to unload it. So with so many stations operating, let me let this reset. With so many stations operating, I said, why should I get on the air? You know, unless somebody wants to see my antenna, in which case I'll take it out and set it up. I thought there were enough stations on the air, why get into a mutual interference situation? I was very impressed. It would have passed for a club field day anywhere. And again, I was very impressed. There was, for example, a generator, one of those Hondas that was very quiet, so I was very happy to get that experience. I saw many different rigs, and these days I don't go around visiting shacks, so, you know, like I did when I was a kid, hi-hi. So it was very nice to see different pieces of equipment and see how they operated and hear them. It was also a joy to me to hear lively bands and lots of signals without the noise that I get here, which is one of the reasons for going portable in the first have antennas up in the air, NSAIDs and ladder line dipoles, and they were up 30, 40 feet, I'd say, at least 20. And so it was very nice, and everybody was very helpful and friendly, and I got to meet some intriguing people. So those are my comments, Gordon. I don't have any further comments, so I'm going to go back on the handy talkie, unless there are any questions. W2TTT from K2EIR.
Well, very good, Howie. It does sound like you had a wonderful time, and you need not apologize. Sometimes you can't be all things to all people, but we can try. I'll be blunt. You spend enough time in your week doing that. I'll leave it at that. So good for you. Glad you got to come and play. And that's a good thing, too. I'm just curious if anybody else has any comments about Portable Day, either the most recent one or others in the past.
B2TK.
Yes, Mr. Don.
Okay, the antenna I put up for Portable Day was what they call a segmented dipole. It's basically a 40-meter dipole, but in the middle of each leg is a layer, so it becomes, with a clip lead on it, open the clip lead and it's a 20-meter dipole, that kind of a thing. And wound up with a tangled up mess. It took a lot of doing. I think I'm going to try to go back to my NFED wire. I think it's a lot simpler to get it up in the air and just throw a radio wire on the ground, and it should work. It's worked pretty good for me in the past, and I don't have all the snarls of wire that I was dealing with this time. This time I was sort of constrained for time, and so I didn't have as much air time as I would have liked to. I did make a contact on 15 meters with a contest station over in Finland, so that was good. And satisfied me as far as doing my thing in Portable Day, although I would like to have a little more time. I had tried 20 meters, didn't seem to work for me, so W2FT was saying 15 meters was open, and he was doing good with that, and I got on 15, and like I said, to make a contact, but then I had to strike the equipment and get home because I had other commitments. I was thinking of possibly a vertical next time for 15 meters, or going back to my NFED hearts. So I don't know which I'm going to do. I might bring them both. But we'll see what happens. Back to net, W2JEK.
It's interesting, Don. You can bring the 15-meter vertical and your NFED hertz. You could conceivably feed or attach the NFED hertz to the top of your 15-meter vertical to get it up in the air, killing two birds with one stone, making like an L, just adjust the length accordingly, or just use a tuner as you see fit. That might be intriguing itself. One of the things I do with dipoles, and OCF dipoles in particular, either way, is I use a reel, and therefore each half of the dipole, or if there's no feed line on it, the entire dipole is put onto a reel, so that way it does not tangle. I'll use an inexpensive extension cord reel, like the kind with where you hold the center hub and it gives you a crank on the outside of the wheel itself. It doesn't have a base. They're available for like $5 to $10 at the home improvement stores. And that makes putting up dipoles a whole lot saner, because I know that tangle problem extremely, extremely well. So that's something to consider. Alrighty. Anybody else with thoughts? Alrighty. Well, tomorrow night, several of us are going to be gathering probably about 6:30, 7, somewhere in there, at the to start working on the or getting ready for the upcoming Fairlawn Memorial Day Parade. We're going to be running some mesh network nodes there. With the focus is on video, and so we're hoping to kind of hammer out some of that stuff. Just FYI, Randy, in case you're listening, it's not my intent to run version 2 software because we don't have version 2 software available for the Linksys boxes, and I think to make that whole thing work, we're going to need a combination of Linksys and Ubiquiti boxes to make it all roll, so certainly something to consider, but anyway, it will be fine, and we just have to work it out. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Okay, are there any late check-ins? Alrighty. Well, then if there is nothing else, we will probably have had the shortest net we've had in a long time. I'll bid you all a fond good evening, and I hope to see some of you at the Farallon Club tomorrow night, or perhaps... just FYI, for those who have not gone to Dayton this weekend, just FYI, Noel is at Dayton. He was allowed to park his camper in the lot, and therefore he no longer needed a campground to bring his camper back and forth. They spotted him a spot because it was handicapped. That was great. And so he's all squared away at Dayton, has been since last night. And the other thing you should be aware of is that, let's see, what was one other thing? Oh, yes, the Omar Cam Fest is this weekend. So if you would like to go to the Ocean Monmouth Amateur Radio Club Ham, it is Saturday morning, typical Ham Fest, but it's done by about noon or 1. Then it tends to run to about 1, actually. And there will be food and stuff like that. And if you need directions, look up Project Diana site. Project Diana site. And it's literally there at the Info Age Museum, but the remote campus down the street from the main Info Age Museum. In fact, you could spend the afternoon at the Info Age Museum with all sorts of good stuff. And might want to bring the family. You can kind of split the difference between the Hamfest and the other really cool exhibits at Info Age. It's very reasonable. I think it's $4 to get into Info Age. It's nothing major. Maybe it's 7. I can't remember, but it's not much. Anyway, just a thought as well. So, with no further ado, any other questions?
Comment.
Station?
Hi, Gordon. It's Bennett. KO2OK. If anybody's around, not going to Dayton, and they are just wanting to do something local, I have a garage sale on Saturday, if it doesn't rain. It's probably going to rain. Garage sale at my house on Saturday. We're clearing out some stuff. If any of you are looking for a rabbit hutch, a lizard cage, let's see what else, a sugar glider cage, we'll have a little bit of furniture. I'm going to have a bunch of stuff I was planning to bring to the Hamfest, the Bauer Hamfest on the 24th, and also a couple of things that are just too big to bring to the Hamfest in my car. Anybody looking for a kilowatt 2-liter amp or some other stuff? I've got a couple other amplifiers and a number of parts. So look up my call and you'll see my address. I'm here in Ridgewood, New Jersey, KO2OK. Thanks, Gordon. This Saturday from 9 to 5, KO2OK.
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely wonderful. Good. I like that. All righty. Anybody else with additions? And by the way, if you're not sure how to find KO2OK for the new amps, you can look them up in the FCC database to get the address. Or if you have signed into QRZ, you can get it on QRZ or one of the other online call book sites. It's Kilo Oscar 2 Oscar Kilo. It's a reciprocal, reciprocal license, as it were, not in the classic sense, but in the mirror image kind of sense. Alrighty, anybody else? Okie doke. Well, we managed to get past the half hour. Thank you, Bennett, for helping with that. It's kind of getting embarrassing. It's a really short net tonight. And I wish everybody a fine evening. Stay dry. Charge your batteries. Be ready for bad conditions. You never know. And God bless everyone. Thank you. Ridge Radio Club, and for the use of the repeater, we'll talk later. This is W2TTT for K2BAR signing clear. Bye-bye.
7-3, Gordon. Sorry, who is that?
This is 7-3.
Rich, thank you very much for taking that lift.
7-3-W2TTT.
Building on Friday.
at 12 o'clock, as long as the weather holds out. I'm going to run up there real quick in the morning, maybe hang around for about an hour, see who shows up, and then I'm going to have to come back here and see what's going on.
Okie dokie. I was going to ask Charlie the same thing, so if I'm not on and you hear him, you can mention it to him. Otherwise, not much new. I'm working tomorrow. I have a friend that's hired me to move some tables and chairs. So I'm going to be using my van for that.
Yeah, I got your message about using your van and working tomorrow. I just didn't know what you were going to be doing with it. All right, I don't want to cut you short. I got to tear a trunk apart to find a wheel lock key. I'm ready not to rotate the tires on this car because I don't think I have to unpack anybody's trunk to find a wheel lock key. I may not do it, but if it's not too much, I'm going to try to see if I can find it. So if you get on, I'll talk to you. If not, I'll catch you sometime over the weekend, hopefully, Steve. But I got to get something done here. KD2BOR.
Okay, Rock. I hope that works out and it's not so much hassle. Only a few blocks from home anyway, so... 73 Canal, KB2 TIA Mobile.
Decklid is bolted to, and then try to find somewhere in the trunk to to mount a ground strap just so you can ground the whole deck lid.
Yeah, do I have to scrape off the paint?
Not necessarily. If you take one of the bolts out that are holding the deck lid to the hinge, you'll notice there's probably no paint under there. It will probably... You can check everything. If you have an ohmmeter, you can check everything with an ohmmeter and make sure you're making contact.
Okay, good. Sounds good. Thank God it's Friday. What a muggy day. Holy crap.
N1OU, KD2BOR. It's raining here. And Steve was out there before. He's thinking about getting a table at the Barra. So he asked me to ask you if you have anything that you want to get rid of and get in contact with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was checking the weather again. It's in kind of 50-50-ish now. Now it's saying 60% chance of rain next Saturday. But like I said, it's far enough away where anything could happen.
Well, if we're going to get rain, that's going to hinder my building project, that's for sure. Steve asked me if I wanted to go in on a table with him, and I said, I got to have the building work done. So I don't know how long I can stay. I can stay up there an hour, hour and a half, maybe wait and see what guys come up. But if they are going to work on the building, I'm going to want to be back here to see what's going on.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm going to try to get there as soon as it opens. Stay a couple of hours, maybe till 10, 10:30, 11, I don't know. See what's going on. Because I, you know, like my wife said, I've got a lot of yard work to do. Can't be dilly-dallying around a ham fest. But I would like to get up there, grab a few things, see what's available, and then, you know, say hi to a few people, and then head home. Anyway, coming up to the mobile station, give me a minute. I'll be back. KD2BOR, N1OU mobile.
Very good. KD2BOR.
Find it all over the internet. Even John's TR-751A
the multi-band, whatever he's got, 2-meter radio. They had a problem with the controls, too. It's all over the internet.
Yeah, I know. I had one that had a problem, and the guy in the club was able to, I don't know if he got new old stock or what, but he was able to repair it for me.
Like I said, I'm going to toss the tone board in it and see how it works, see what kind of power output, but I'm going to have to do that at a later time. I got too much stuff here to do tonight.
Yeah, okay. Well, when you're ready to test it out, let me know. I'll try to get on the air with you, maybe make a recording, you know, the whole nine yards, and let you see how it sounds. It may come in handy to have a recording of what it sounds like if you want to sell it one day.
Well, I'm thinking, also, I'm really not too much concerned with it because the guts of the radio are exactly the same as the 2570. The only thing that's different is the power amplification section in the back. And parts are harder and harder and harder to get. And it wouldn't even bother me if I held this for parts, you know.
Yeah, would you end up paying for it, if you don't mind me asking?
1.25.
Yeah, that's not too bad. A little high for a parts radio, but was he selling it as a parts radio?
I took a shot, Charlie. He mentioned about not getting any sound out of it. I don't think the guy knew too much about the radio. I had sound coming out of it. I tried real quick with some electronic parts cleaner, like the can I gave you. I sprayed it up a little bit. I'm not done fooling around with it yet. I was very tired when I was fooling with it when I got home last night.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to jump on making up that mount, but I didn't want to rush through it. I've got a couple of mounts down there, and I want to choose the right one. I'm going to do a little looking on the internet and stuff. I've got a Maldol mount, which is in very good shape, that I was thinking of maybe putting the C101 on. It appears to fit fine. And I've got another K400 that's in very good shape, so I might put it on that. I don't know. I gotta decide when I get home. Unfortunately, I have a busy weekend. I've got a bar mitzvah Saturday morning, and then the party afterwards, and then possibly a Little League game to go to. And then, of course, Sunday I've got church and yard work, so, you know, it's not going to be too much time, but I do want to get the mount back on the car. I straightened out the antenna yesterday on my lunch break.
910U, KD2BOR. My suggestion, I'd use the K400. I like that mount. I tell you, they're a little on the pricey side when you buy them new. Like, I think mine cost me, I think I got it for $69.95 or $73.95 when I bought it. But they are made good.
N1LU Mobile, yeah, they are. And more than likely, that's what I'm going to go to. Is the K400.
Yeah, I bought that imitation one, you know, off eBay for the back on my tailgate. It's okay. You know, it's not a diamond, but after I made that modification to it, drilled it, and put that other screw in it to make it sturdier, I've got that 7900 antenna on it. It's perfect.
Yeah, the reason I'm so fanatical about what goes on my car and stuff is because, you know, I do a lot of transmitting from the car. You know, I'm in the car at least an hour going to work and an hour coming home. So I get most of my ham radio career has been done in my car.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. I'm constantly, I wouldn't say I do it every week, but I did it about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I used your meter here, and I checked the SWR. If I have the amp off, then I just check it with the Micronta, and the Yaesu and the Micronta are very close. Or I use your Yaesu, and I double-check my SWR all the time. I'm not having any problem.
I tell you, my lawn's starting to look really nice. I'm just getting really sick of this rain.
You and me both. It's coming down right now just like it was yesterday morning. Straight down, just like snow, a light snow would come, but it's a real fine rain.
Yeah, it's an annoying mist over here, too. You can't keep your wipers off for too long before you got to turn it back on again. Even the slowest intermittent setting is too high. So I just keep them off, and every so often push the lever up to the counterclockwise position, and it sets them off one rotation. You know, when the windows get a little bit too misty.
On my truck, my low setting on my intermitting is too low. I usually have to turn it up a little bit, like on a day like today.
Ugh. No. What else is going on? That's about it, I guess. Very dull day. I really wanted to stay in bed. Unfortunately, I had to get up and go to work. I don't want to blow a personal day yet. I'd rather wait until the weather gets nice.
Well, you might have some days left over this year then, because I can't see when the weather's ever going to get nice, that's for sure.
Well, I'm definitely trying to save one for when we come back from California, just in case I have jet lag. We're coming back on a Saturday, but you never know.
You're only talking a three-hour flight, possibly. I don't even know. I don't even know how. Maybe it's more. How long is a flight out where you're going? I have no clue.
I think if we were going all the way to California, it's five, but I think Vegas is four. You know, four and change, I think. The good part about coming back is I gain an hour because it's earlier over here. So if I leave at 9 o'clock in the morning over there, it's really like 6 in the morning over here. So when we get back, I don't think that's what time we're leaving, but when we get back, it'll be earlier New York time. So I'll get back early Saturday, which means I'll have the whole day to, you know, recuperate from the flight.
Yeah, I'm forgetting about time difference at the airport. And I said 3 hours. I forgot 3 hours at the time. Oh, I just found out when these radios were made. 2530 was made in 85. The 2550 was made in 85. And the 2570 was made in 86.
I don't know if you go on Facebook at all, but I posted a picture of your 2570. Looks real good up there.
Next time I go on the Facebook group or whatever it is, the Midnight group, and then when I get my new computer, it just locks up this old one too bad. That's why I don't go to it anymore. I tried once last week, and I had to shut my computer down. This thing is just getting near its end.
I think what it is, it's the graphics that are on the Facebook page that it's taking a long time to load. Probably your graphics card. When do you think you'll get your new computer?
N10U KD2VOR. Already got it. It's been at the house for a week and a half. Debbie's just got to get some time to set it up.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, when you get it, let me know. I'll come in a little early, swing by, take a look at it.
I don't know if I'm saying it right. I didn't go for the Windows 8. I went for the Windows 7, if I am saying it right, because I'm brain dead when it comes to computers. The reason I did that, she says I didn't need the new 8. And by getting the 7, I didn't have to buy a new screen or printer. There's nothing wrong with my screen, and I needed something to fit up in this cabinet here. They don't make this screen in Dell, because she's partial to Dell anymore, this small.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think Windows 7 is fine. I have XP, which is no longer supported, so eventually my computer will be obsolete, even if it's still working. And when we get the new computer, I think I'm going to get Windows 8, only because that's what's on my cell phone, so I'm kind of used to using it. and it is the latest. Oh, you never know, though. By the time I'm ready for a new computer, maybe there'll be something else out. I'd love to get a Mac. I really would, but it's just too damn pricey.
I have no clue about it. She takes care of it. I don't know what she's got on her cell phone. All I know is we have Verizon. That's the only thing I know about of our cell phones. And I don't know what brand her phone is, but mine's an LG. My old little antique's an LG phone, and it works fine for me.
How do you get internet in your shop? You get it through the cable or through the phone line?
I have the Comcast triple play here. Phone, internet, TV.
Oh, okay, very good. KD2BOR N1LU Mobile. Some nut job in a pickup truck. It was like 2 inches from my bumper. I guess I wasn't going fast enough for him. I'm in the middle lane and he's hassling me. You know, I'm going like 65 miles an hour, certainly fast enough to be in the middle lane. And then all of a sudden he just took off. Sounds like he needs a muffler.
I could have better words for somebody like that, but we are on radio.
Yeah, jerk off is the first word that came to mind. Or the first phrase.
Yeah, I guess you could get away with saying that. They're both words are in the dictionary, but the description that everybody knows. You know what I mean? I don't know. I try not to use those words. I do slip once in a while, but I try not to.
Yeah, you kind of make like a fist and an up and down motion with your fist. That's what he is.
We got the other one, like throwing something up when you take your one hand and put it into your elbow. Boom! You know what you are. Up your you-know-what.
Yeah, I always thought that was an Italian thing.
It is.
About the one, what's the one where you put the back of your hand under your chin and push forward toward the guy? What the hell does that mean?
That one I'll have to ask somebody that's more Italian than me, Charlie. I don't know what that one means.
Yeah, I used to see that all the time when I worked with the Italians. Never actually knew what it meant, though. I knew it wasn't good. Give me a minute. Guns going underneath the apartments. N1LU. 82,
B-O-R.
City's awful dark this morning. I don't know if it's shrouded in fog or what. I expected to see some sort of a light show since they dedicated the 9/11 museum yesterday.
Yeah, I had my TV on yesterday morning just listening about that. There's some people really up in arms about those remains that are down in that vault or whatever they call it.
Yeah, I know. Just some people, you just can't make them happy.
What are you going to do? Life's a bitch, and then you die.
Yeah, you can say that on the air. I say anything on the air that they say on TV, because the TV is, regulated by the FCC as well. They say bitch on TV all the time. So life's a bitch, and then you die.
A nicer way of saying it is life's a beach, and then you die.
Yeah, son of a beach. Well, like I say, no matter how tough it gets, it beats the alternative.
Yes, you're right there, that is for sure.
Well, I'm going to top off over here at the Exxon station. I don't need too much, but I always like having a full tank over the weekend just in case.
You never know when one of your kids needs the car.
Yeah, I cringe when they take my car, that's for sure. But so far it hasn't happened, but it's coming. Most of the time we give away the other two cars, my wife's and the Honda, and then my wife and I use this car. All right, give me a minute. I'm pulling into the mobile station. N1LU.
KD2VOR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Rock. I think you're busy, so I won't keep you long. I was wondering, do you remember someone was on the air and they requested a catalog from HRO, and somebody told this ham who requested the catalog that they're not printing them anymore? Do you remember anything like that?
I don't, but I could just tell you right now, I got in the mail last week my spring-summer 2014 HRO catalog.
Yep, I'm looking at mine right now. Yeah, I was just wondering what the circumstances on that was. And Hamfest, if it's going to be raining heavy, I don't know if I'm going to go.
Yeah, I can understand that. I went up one time when it was a rainy day. There was a lot less people, but it's so close. I don't know. It's probably closer for you. But it's so close. I don't know. It's just something different to do. It breaks up the monotony for me.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, my Jeep is filled with stuff from when I left the job. All the stuff that was in my company vehicle is now in my Jeep, and all the stuff that was in my office is now in a Jeep. And little by little, I'm throwing some stuff away and packing some neatly in the apartment here.
Yeah, very good. In case you want to throw that 857D away, just let me know when you're going to put it on your doorstep. I'll be there with dancing bells on.
I don't know if I'm going to get rid of that. You're in the market for one, I understand. Or I guess.
No, it was just a joke, Don. I told John N2RCP about a 751, that Kenwood radio. I said, if you ever want to get rid of it, just leave it on the front step. I'll be right there.
I wouldn't mention it on the air if I did something like that. I'd probably... They'd probably have roadblocks up this way, because there's too many people going into town here.
Yeah, very good. I think Charlie's out there. Let's see if he's back in there. N1LU?
Good morning, Don. Just got some gas and all filled up now, ready for the day to finish. Of course, it hasn't even started yet, but... I guess it had started. Once I get out of bed, that's the beginning of my day. WA2ZOZ, N1LU.
Okay, very good, Charlie. Good morning. And my daughter was saying that she probably won't be taking the mag mount, the Cobra mag mount that I bought her. She's... wondering it's going to be too heavy in the luggage and too bulky and all. And all she has is the rubber duck and the telescoping antenna that I got her. Now I'm looking for one of the real flimsy little CB antennas with the loading coil in the middle. Not the plastic loading coil, but just the spring-like loading coil and a small magnet. And maybe today I might run by Radio Shack and see if they have any in stock.
Which mag mount does she have? Same one that I have? The Cobra mag mount?
Affirmative.
Yeah, that's not really that bulky. It does come apart. I think the whip unscrews at the base. So that comes off, and it's, you know, it's not real, real tall. The other option is one of those things that clips onto the window. I don't remember what the rubber duck connector is. I think it's a PNC. You could always get one of those. That'll at least, at the very least, that will get the rubber duck outside of the car, which will help.
Yeah, I was just looking through my new HRO catalog for that here. Maybe I didn't look good enough. And, well, I can always get on the at the internet, too. WA2ZOZ. Over to you, Rock.
KD2BOR. Charlie, one thing I got to check out, if the memory battery is any good in this one. I checked the memory battery in the 70A, and that was right at 3 volts. That one was perfect. It must have been replaced.
Where's the battery located?
Take the bottom cover off, and it's right there. It's a solder in one. I've already, I can find them. You can find the battery at Radio Shack, too, with the tabs on it. Except the Radio Shack one don't have any little holes in the tab that you put over the studs, but that's not a big deal to drill a hole through it.
Wonder if you could come up with a mod like you did for the HTX-202s or the 404s and put in a battery holder. Instead, so that you could just pop out the battery and change it whenever you need to. Although those things last forever, just about.
Yeah, I got something up my sleeve if it ever has to be done, but not too much concerned with it right now.
Don, did you ever buy the handheld mic for that radio?
Yes, I did. I think we might have ordered them from the same place out in Iowa or somewhere.
Sounds like Walcott.
That's it. That's it. I think it was also a Midland.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice size hand mic. Yeah, that's why I have mine as well. I'm tempted to bring that out to California, but just because I'm not, you know, familiar with the roads out there, it'd be nice to be able to get some information if I had to. But I want to keep the suitcases under 50 pounds. Otherwise, they charge you extra.
Yes, I heard something like that. I guess they're going to have a luncheon. Do you know where and when?
Yeah, it's next Thursday at Nona's. I think that's how it's pronounced. I'm not sure exactly the location. I'm hoping to get out of work early Thursday, real early Thursday. Swing up to Bill's house, help him with getting his antenna up a little bit higher, and then just follow him over.
Okay, Nona's in what town?
Couldn't tell you. Been there once. And what, you know what I'll do is I'll look on my email, see if I have something about it. I may even have it in my GPS. In fact, I know I do. Hold on a second. Let me look at my GPS. It's on Franklin Turnpike, 11 Franklin Turnpike. Let me see if I can find out what town it's in. Mahwah.
11 Franklin Turnpike, Mahwah. Okay, that's right up 17. And I guess it's around noon?
Yeah. Yeah, they're always at noon, always on Thursdays.
Okay, very good. I have it in my memory, but I'm still looking for a damn pen here. I found a pencil, but it has to be sharpened. So I'm going to run into the other room and get a pen or a pencil.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, in this day and age, I'm either looking for my glasses or I'm looking for a pen to write with. Got a million pens, the kids always end up taking them and bringing them to school. So since they steal from me, I steal from my bank. In fact, I took one yesterday, it's here in the car. I'm going to use it at work. They got nice paint pens.